Dr. David Martin founded MCAM in 1998. MCAM was hired by the U.S. government to civilianize military technologies so that they can be exported in accordance to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and to provide a mechanism where banks could get credit for intangible assets such as patents, copyrights, and trade secrets. This contract allowed David Martin the ability to witness criminal preparations years before 2020.
So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle. Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric's program administrator, was told that the gain-of-function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain-of-function moratorium. As your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. This was published February 12, 2016. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. We changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. The motivation was, we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line. This is when it stops being fun. This is when it gets hard. This is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us. What I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. We, the people, can say no.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, find and share that video at band.video. Government contractor exposes planning of profitable lethal injection. Stay with us. It's American Journal.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
It's Monday, June 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, on this Monday morning. We have a lot to discuss today. World War III being the primary topic of concern. We'll get to a lot more and open up the phone lines for your calls as well. But there are some dangerous developments in the war in Ukraine. We'll go to some expert opinion here in this first segment. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 24th of June, 2024. Russia vows retaliation against the U.S. for Ukraine's ATACMS missile attack on Crimea. Russia says the U.S. is to blame for this attack on Crimea. The Kremlin on Monday directly blamed the United States for an attack on Crimea with U.S. supplies ATACMS missiles that killed at least four people and injured 150. And Moscow formally warned U.S. ambassador that retaliation would follow. The war in Ukraine has triggered the biggest confrontation between Russia and the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And Russian officials have said that the conflict is entering the most dangerous escalatory phase up to date. But directly blaming the United States for a deadly attack on Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014, but now considers to be Russian territory, although most of the world considers it to be a part of Ukraine, is a step further. At least two children were killed in the attack on Sevastopol on Sunday, according to Russian officials. People were shown running from the beach near Sevastopol and some of the injured being carried off on sun loungers. Russia said the United States had supplied the weapons, while U.S. military specialists had aimed the weapons and provided data for them. Neither Ukraine nor United States has commented on the attack. And we'll go to some videos here that explain exactly how this attack took place. But essentially, yes, these missiles have to be guided with American-supplied instruction. Americans supplied the missiles themselves, likely supplied the target. Basically, this attack was 100% American, except I guess somebody in a Ukrainian uniform pushed the button to launch the missile. Remember, just like in Ukraine, it's happening in Israel as well. You've got American servicemen who basically sign a contract saying, actually, I'm not operating for America. I'm a mercenary. And then they carry out their tour of duty under a foreign uniform before returning to the American army. This is the way that we are waging our proxy wars. And I guess the question is, are you ready? Are you ready for the pushback? Are you ready to have American beaches bombed by Russia? Would you blame them if that's what they did? I mean, this is sort of the constant refrain of war, the constant state of war, is you match your enemy's aggression. And as crazy as it sounds, you know, geopolitical conflicts are often guided and you know, their course into the future is determined by kind of like playground rules. You started it. He did it to me first. Fair is fair. So unless we stand up against our government, who is killing civilians who were sunbathing in Crimea, then we can expect Russia to respond in kind, and you can't exactly blame them. So this is a very disturbing development, and of course it happens to, what a coincidence, coincide with a Muslim terror attack in Dagestan. Again, we'll get into that a little bit more later. Meanwhile, this story, it's just another one of these stories. Left-wing fact-checker admits Trump never called Charlottesville neo-Nazis, quote, very fine people. The left-leaning fact-checking website Snopes acknowledged Saturday that former President Trump never called neo-Nazis very fine people during his press conference following Charlottesville Unite the Right rally in 2017. Critics of Trump have claimed for years that he equated neo-Nazis with counter-protesters following the event. President Biden was chief among these critics, citing the supposed incident as a main reason for launching his 2020 campaign. Snopes has now fact-checked this. And, you know, what is there even to say? Was there Joe Biden, almost every time he's asked about Trump, he brings up the very fine people hoax. And it was always a hoax. And we knew it was a hoax the day he made the statement. Joe Biden has often said, I've heard him say over and over again, that the reason he ran for president was because Donald Trump called Nazis very fine people. He has said it over and over and over and over and over again. And now, was it 7 years later? The fact checkers decide to get on it. Like, it's almost insult. It's almost like, you know what? After 7 years, stick with the lie, people. After 7 years of lying about this, just stick with the lie. Don't try to create. I mean, it's worse now. It's worse that you waited 7 years to point out that this was a lie. Because sometimes, you know, fact changes when new information is discovered. Anybody who listened to Trump's speech 7 years ago knew that this was a lie. So how did it take him 7 years to figure this out? I mean, I just don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, it's weird enough living in a world that is controlled entirely by lies. Like, it's weird enough when you're sitting there listening to a Trump speech and then, you know, he never says anything about Nazis being fine people. And then, like, the news report you're listening to is like, well, that was Donald Trump saying he loves Nazis and wishes Hitler was back alive to finish the job. And it's like, wait, what? Wait. He never said any of that. And you're like, this is great. Well, I can't believe they just said, we all heard the speech, right? We're all sitting there listening to the speech. We all heard exactly what he said. And they just lie about it. And then for seven damn years, they lie about it only to then go, oh, you know what? No, it turns out he never said that. Whoopsies. Whoopsies. I know the president of the United States says the whole reason he's president right now is because Trump said that. He never said that, though. It's like they're trying to drive us crazy. It's like, just stick with the lie. If you're going to lie for 7 years about something that is blatantly untrue, that everybody with two ears can tell was not true, like, just keep lying about it. Just keep lying about it. It's worse. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know why it's worse. It just is. It just is worse. That 7 years later, they go, you know, we actually listened to that audio. We finally got around to it. We finally got around to listening to the audio of the speech. Turns out he never said that. Isn't that crazy? So I don't know what to do because we just everything they say are lies. Just everything. It is exhausting. It is honestly exhausting. So I don't know. I don't know what we need to do to these people, but living with them is, I'm sick of it. Meanwhile, in Germany, this is probably where we're headed, woman convicted of offending migrant gang rapist receives longer prison sentence than the rapists. I'm just going to go ahead and read that one again. In Germany, a woman convicted of offending migrant gang rapists receives longer prison sentence than the rapists. A 20-year-old woman in Hamburg, Germany has been sent to prison after making hateful remarks towards a migrant who was involved in a gang rape of a child. The woman is just one of 140 people being investigated for making harmful comments towards the rapists. The horrific assault took place in 2020 and involved multiple groups of migrant men independently attacking a 14-year-old girl in Hamburg's State Park over the course of one night. The park had become a popular hangout spot for youth during the 2019 lockdowns, and the girl had been there drinking with her friends. But they became scattered after police swept the park and broke up groups while enforcing social distancing measures. Wow, this story's got it all, doesn't it? Confused and alone, the girl was defenseless against the first mob of four predators. Again, we'll get into this a little bit more later, but a total of 11 men were initially charged because it was groups of men wandering through the park, coming upon a teenage girl lost and alone, raping her, then other groups of men coming up and also raping her, and then them texting their friends, telling them to come and also join in the fun, as it were. And then a woman basically pointed out that this would never happen with German men. That German men, when wandering through the park, coming upon a lost and afraid 14-year-old, don't start texting their friends to come join in the gang rape. And so by pointing out what everybody knows, that this type of really unimaginable behavior in European countries is almost entirely from the foreigners that are invading that continent. And so she's being sent to prison for pointing that out. We'll get more into that a little bit later. We will. Meanwhile, intense phase shift in Israel's war with Hamas about to end, and focus will shift north to Hezbollah, Netanyahu says. Again, we'll get into this a little bit later, but we've been warning you about this for a while, and you should go back and check out some of our previous coverage about the impossibility of Israel actually defeating Hamas or Hezbollah, or Hamas for that matter. But they know they can't defeat Hezbollah, but they're doing it anyway, because the point is not to defeat Hezbollah and Lebanon. It is to bring America into the conflict. So yeah, we are rapidly approaching a two-front world war, one with Russia in Ukraine and the other on behalf of Israel against Iran in Lebanon. So we'll touch on that again. Finally, we have this. Merrick Garland's special counsel appointment of Jack Smith is in peril. In the coming weeks, there's a very real possibility that the federal district court in Florida will rule that Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointment of Jack Smith as special counsel violated the Constitution's appointment clause. If Judge Eileen Cannon, the Trump appointee who is presiding over Smith's illegal document retention prosecution against former President Trump, were to make such a ruling, would the Biden Justice Department have to start this case over from scratch? Perhaps. But that's unlikely. More likely, A.G. Garland would have to reassign the case to a district U.S. attorney appointed by President Biden. That probably wouldn't cause much delay. It would, however, force Garland to abandon his independent prosecutor deception, i.e. the artifice by which he and Biden claim they have no involvement in the government's prosecution of Biden's electoral opponent, and that all decisions are being made by Smith, a supposedly independent actor. In truth, Biden and Garland are controlling the Trump prosecutions as a matter of constitutional law and as a matter of fact. We'll get more into that later. But first, let's go to a statement from Scott Ritter. We actually have two videos that I want to go to here, both about the war against Russia in Ukraine. both from experts in the field of international relations, warfare, geopolitics in general, both highly respected and approved of by the mainstream until they started going against the mainstream and started pointing out the lies and deceptions, mostly of the United States, but also of the Israeli power structures. Now they are essentially persona non grata, but it's because they're right and accurate. And you can't actually take away the fact that both of these guys, Jeffrey Sachs and Scott Ritter, clearly aren't crazy. They clearly aren't, you know, insane or stupid. Scott Ritter was a head UN weapons inspector. You don't get that position without knowing what you're talking about and knowing what you're doing. Jeffrey Sachs, likewise, major expert, you know, seen as an authority on these topics for years, but now is sort of bucking the trend and saying the truth, even though it contradicts the mainstream narrative. So they can't exactly say, these guys are kooks. No, they're highly experienced experts in these matters, and they're worth paying attention to. Let's go now to clip number 6, Scott Ritter, on what happened in Sevastopol and Dagestan over this weekend.
It's Sunday, and normally this is a day I like to take off and dedicate it to my family, but the events unfolding in Russia, I think, require at least some brief commentary. I'm referring to two events, actually. One, a Ukrainian attack on Sevastopol using U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles, and the second, a terrorist attack in Dagestan that appears to have all the hallmarks of Western involvement. Let there be no doubt, these are two direct attacks against Russia by proxies of the United States and of NATO. And it's more than just a proxy engagement, given the necessity of preparation, intelligence support, etc. This is a direct attack on Russia by the United States, by NATO, and by non-NATO European entities. All of the parties that have made a decision in the last several days and weeks to expand the scope and scale of their participation in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict. Now, some people are saying that the Ukrainians deliberately attacked a beach in Sevastopol. The evidence shows that this most likely is not the case, that 5 ATACMS missiles were fired, 4 were shot down, a 5th one being shot down, dispersed either cluster bombs or fragments from the destroyed missile onto the beach, killing a number of Russians, wounding many others. But that doesn't matter. The Ukrainians made a decision to use ATACMS missiles equipped with cluster munitions against a city, a civilian city. This is an act of terrorism. This is in keeping with the Ukrainian actions that have transpired over the course of the past years, where Ukraine, since 2014, has been bombarding Russian civilian sites, cities, villages, towns, for the sole purpose of inflicting death and destruction on Russian civilians. This is an act of terrorism. And given that the ATACMS missile cannot be deployed by the Ukrainians without extensive intelligence support by the United States, this is an act of terrorism by the United States against Russia. The same can be said about the attacks in Dagestan. These are deliberately designed to disrupt the civil life of the Russian Federation. Dagestan is part of the Russian Federation. And it's also designed to engender a split between the Muslim and non-Muslim segments of Russian society. This is a tactic that goes back to the first Chechen War and the second Chechen War, where the CIA and other European intelligence agencies sought to split Chechnya away from the Russian Federation. That effort failed, and the effort in Dagestan will fail too. But it doesn't absolve the parties involved of their guilt in launching what is a direct assault on the Russian Federation. Now the question is, what will Russia do? Historically speaking, the Russian Federation has shown an ability to absorb provocations of this nature and remain focused on the task at hand, which of course is achieving the goals of the special military operation, the demilitarization and denazification of Ukraine. But at some point in time, there will have to be a response. And what is an appropriate response? That's up for the Russian Federation to decide, but let there be no doubt that if and when the time comes for the Russian Federation to respond to those, all of those responsible for this horrific series of attacks, that the perpetrators held to account will not just be the Ukrainians, but those who have provided the Ukrainians with the weapons and the intelligence and the training to carry out these dastardly, cowardly attacks. We live in very dangerous times. We live at a time when Russia, the United States, and NATO have all been beating the nuclear drum. We don't need a nuclear war, but that's the direction we're heading if we don't stop this insanity. And by stopping this insanity, this means stopping the United States, stopping NATO, stopping Europe from continuing to facilitate these terrorist attacks by Ukraine against Russia. Have a great Sunday.
Yeah, and he's, you know, obviously exactly right about everything that he just said. Again, it's not even up for speculation, you know, as to America's involvement in this. Missiles were provided by us. The targets were designated by us. The intelligence necessary to guide the missiles was provided by us. I guess, ostensibly, I mean, we can assume that it was a Ukrainian, well, let's say a person in a Ukrainian uniform pressing the launch button. But does that absolve us of our participation in this terror attack against civilians sunbathing on the beach? I don't think so. And again, they're doing this in our name. They're doing this with the, you know, assumed approval of the United States. You really got to wonder if the American people are ready to experience this ourselves. I mean, it's easy, I guess, to support Ukraine when it's a faraway war and all they're doing is taking our money. I mean, you know, where's the harm in that? The average American person doesn't affect their daily life. Do they realize that our government is currently, I mean, they're going to start using us as human shields, basically. Basically, whatever the government, whatever our government does to Russian civilians, does Russia not have a right to respond in kind? And would the American people feel quite so ambivalent or even supportive of the Ukraine war if they knew that instead of just costing us money, it might be costing us our lives? Scumbags, man.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
What you're seeing, folks, is the attack on Sevastopol. Video of this attack, people on the beach. And bombs start falling. U.S. drone-directed ATACMS missile strike dropping deadly cluster bombs on civilians in Sevastopol. Absolutely brutal. We just heard from Scott Ritter, giving some more context to this and pointing out the probably not totally coincidental attack by Muslims in Dagestan against Christians there. I guess this is just what the people in power want. They're going to keep ramping up. They're going to keep pushing the red line. They're just going to keep poking the bear of Russia until, American citizens receive the backlash. And the media is, hardly covering this. And so when America gets attacked by Russia in return, they'll frame it as Russia just attacking Americans for no reason because they're evil. And now we have to go to war with them in a full-fledged way. Congress never declared war against Russia. No case for war against Russia has even really been made by the powers that be. You know, I'm only half joking when I'm like, you know, at least they had the courtesy to trick us into war with Iraq. I mean, they had to pull off September 11th and anthrax attacks and WMD fear-mongering for a couple months. I mean, they put in work. We're just going to war with Russia. There's no explanation. There's no discussion, no justification. They're just doing it. And it will be us who pays the price. And frankly, we deserve it since we're letting them get away with this. And of course, anybody who is looking at the history of the conflict over Ukraine is going to be called a Putin apologist. Because how dare you? Because how dare you recognize our own complicity, our own actions initiating this conflict? It's happening. I mean, they're just doing it. They're starting a nuclear war. And you'll be accused of being a Russian agent for opposing it. Let's go to clip number 10 now. This is Jeffrey Sachs, another highly regarded, eminently respected geopolitical advisor who has fallen out of favor in the mainstream because he tells the truth about America and Israel's actions. Here's Jeffrey Sachs talking about the history of the current conflict.
You seem very reliant on accepting Putin's worldview rather than perhaps the stark reality of the barbarism with which he's executed this war.
Yeah, maybe because I know too much about the United States, because the first war in Europe after World War II was the U.S. bombing of Belgrade for 78 days to change borders of a European state. The idea was to break Serbia, to create Kosovo as an enclave, and then to install Bondesteel, which is the largest NATO base in the Balkans, in the Southwest Balkans. So the U.S. started this under Clinton, that we will break the borders. We will illegally bomb another country. We didn't have any U.N. authority. This was a, quote, NATO mission to do that. Then I know the United States went to war repeatedly, illegally, in what it did in Afghanistan, and then what it did in Iraq, and then what it did in Syria, which was the Obama administration, especially Obama and Hillary Clinton, tasking the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, and then what it did with NATO illegally bombing Libya to topple Muammar Gaddafi, and then what it did in Kiev in February 2014. I happened to see some of that with my own eyes. The U.S. overthrew Yanukovych together with right-wing Ukrainian military forces. We overthrew a president. And what's interesting, by the way, is we overthrew Yanukovych the day after the European Union representatives had reached an agreement with Yanukovych to have early elections, a government of national unity, and a stand down of both sides. That was agreed. The next thing that happens is the opposition, quote unquote, says we don't agree. They stormed the government buildings and they deposed Yanukovych. And within hours, the United States says, yes, we support the new government. It didn't say, oh, we had an agreement. That's unconstitutional what you did. So we overthrew a government contrary to a promise that the European Union had made. And by the way, Russia, the United States, and the EU were parties to that agreement. And the United States, an hour afterwards, backed the coup. Okay, so everyone's got a little bit to answer for. In 2015, the Russians did not say, we want the Donbas back. They said peace should come through negotiations. And negotiations between the ethnic Russians in the east of Ukraine and this new regime in Kiev led to the Minsk II agreement. The Minsk II agreement was voted by the UN Security Council unanimously. It was signed by the government of Ukraine. It was guaranteed explicitly by Germany and France. And you know what? And it's been explained to me in person. It was laughed at inside the U.S. government. This is after the UN Security Council unanimously accepted it. The Ukrainians said, we don't want to give autonomy to the region. Oh, but that's part of the treaty. The U.S. told them, don't worry about it. Angela Merkel explained in Die Zeit, in a notorious interview after the 2022 escalation, she said, oh, you know, we knew that Minsk II was just a holding pattern to give Ukraine time to build its strength. No, Minsk II was a UN Security Council unanimously adopted treaty that was supposed to end the war. So when it comes to who's trustworthy, who to believe, and so forth, I guess my problem, Piers, is I know the United States government. I know it very well. I don't trust them for a moment. I want these two sides actually to sit down in front of the whole world and say, these are the terms. Then the world can judge, because we could get on paper clearly for both sides of the world. We're not going to overthrow governments anymore, the United States needs to say. We accept this agreement, the United States needs to say. Russia needs to say we're not stepping one foot farther than whatever the boundary is actually reached. And NATO's not going to enlarge. And let's put it for the whole world to see. You know, once in a while, treaties actually hold.
Yeah, treaties actually hold when, you know, one side isn't just using it as a delay tactic so they can arm themselves better. That's what the West did. So we will return to this on the other side. But remember, it's just one of a multi-front world war.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It should be obvious why they want InfoWars off the air. They're starting multiple world wars. They're starting multiple fronts of a single world war by deliberately antagonizing Russia through the proxy of Ukraine, as well as allowing Israel to engage in truly suicidal behavior, for which we will have to rescue them. We just watched two videos from two world-renowned experts in geopolitics and global conflict, both of whom put the blame squarely on us, the West, and our supposed leaders in Washington. And it's not just that, obviously. Very big election coming up. They're also trying to start the bird flu pandemic. There's also the full-fledged invasion taking place, not just America, but Western countries as well, in which the influx of millions upon millions of foreign people with a mindset and a value system in total conflict, totally at odds with the European legal system, which seems incapable of dealing with the level of crime that has been brought to our shores. We'll get into all of this. But just know that all of these things can be prevented and even reversed if the American people get activated. If the American people can actually see the danger rushing towards them, then we can stop these people and acting in our name. If you don't have the information to stand up against this, then you're literally just a sheep being led to the slaughter. So I hope that you can help us in our mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
if you were watching the Sunday show yesterday, Alex made it very clear. I know it's like the type of thing that you probably heard Alex say for years, right, about the cost of running this operation, about having plans that we want to expand and get better and bigger and innovate more, but it's impossible to do that without the money necessary to fund these activities. But it hits a little bit different when Alex Jones says, I'm out of money. We are out of money. InfoWars is out of money. It's a little bit different when you just got done watching a court hearing in which our lack of money is laid out in excruciating detail. About the fact that Alex Jones isn't just out of money. All the stuff he'd previously bought has been taken from him. Ranches and farms and all these sorts of things. It hits a little bit different. Somebody saying, we're out of money versus somebody saying, I'm out of money, knowing that he has gone through a bankruptcy trial that has liquidated all of his assets and he is literally out of money. So we're going to continue to operate. We're going to continue to try to stop World War III and get Trump elected, stop the total invasion of our nations, and stop the, you know, deliberate manipulation by those in power seeking to drive us towards conflict and misery. We will still be here arguing against this and providing you with the ammunition you need to combat this on the informational level before it reaches the physical level. But we need your help to do so. Please do go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us in the fight and on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, the summer kickoff super sale is on. And now it's time to get one of the incredible supplements at InfoWarsStore.com for up to 40% off. Plus, you support the InfoWar and everything that we do. So we'll finish up here with some of the Ukraine conflict, but the Israeli conflict is just as pertinent and dangerous and suicidal. What do we think the odds are that we make it through 2024 without a nuclear bomb being dropped? I really don't know. I'll tell you this. Israel certainly looks like it is gearing up for an attack on Lebanon, an attack on Hezbollah, an attack which their own internal documents and commissions and intelligence statistics say they will not be able to win this conflict with Hezbollah. So what are they doing? You know, what it's like is, it's like you have a friend. It's like kind of short, not particularly strong or a good fighter, but he does conceal carry a 38 snub-nosed revolver in his pocket. And this guy keeps going and getting in bar fights with a lot bigger and stronger dudes. And you keep telling him, hey, maybe don't do this. Hey, maybe don't go up to the bodybuilder and kick him in the nuts. That might not be a good idea. Then your friend does it, and he starts getting the crap beaten out of him, and you're left with this, in this situation where you go, okay, this dude did it to himself, he got himself in this mess, you know, he sort of deserves it, he's getting his butt kicked, well, that's what happens when you start fights, but then you also know that if the fight starts going against him, he's going to pull out his gun and shoot the dude that's beating him up. He's going to escalate it to an insane degree. And it's going to go from a run-of-the-mill bar fight to a murder scene. And he might not just kill the guy attacking him. He might, you know, fighting him. He might start shooting everybody. And so at that point, now you got to step in. Now you got to defend your friend. Now you got to step in and fight the big bodybuilder guy. Not because you have any problem with the bodybuilder guy.
And not even because you think your friend, you know, because you want to defend your friend necessarily, but because you know that if the beating continues, your friend is going to start shooting. And you got to stop that eventuality. And so we're going to have to step in. That's basically what's happening in Israel with Hezbollah. Hezbollah defeated Israel for all intents and purposes in 2006. In the nearly 20 years since then, they have done nothing but build up strength. Video, I'll show you the video from Hassan Nasrallah, the speech he gave over the weekend. He actually says, we're having to turn people away. He's like, we've got too many soldiers. He's like, people keep coming to volunteer and we have to turn them away. He's like, we've got too many. We got too many soldiers. They also released a video showing a bunch of military installations along the Mediterranean coast inside Israel. Basically saying, here's who we'll be targeting. And he issued a very obscure, vague warning about a surprise in the Mediterranean Sea. He's like, we have stuff in the Mediterranean Sea that nobody even knows about. It's like, how is that even possible? There's a U.S. carrier force group just off the Lebanese coast. What could they have in the Mediterranean that we don't know about? Iranian submarines? Well, Iranian submarines, as far as we know, can't even launch missiles. They're very, very early in their submarine development. We'll show you these videos. And we'll show you all the evidence that Israel is planning a war against Hezbollah. That they know they cannot win. And that they're confident in entering into because they're like your friend at the bar who knows he can't beat up the guy. He knows he can't win the fight. But he also knows if he punches the guy in the nose and the fight goes against him, he'll either pull out his gun and shoot the guy. The gun in this metaphor is a nuclear missile. Or their good friend America will step in to save them from themselves. We could just let them go away and absolve all of our problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 part two. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. I have to say, I think... how do I explain this? I think one of the most disturbing parts about what America is going through, and the world really is going through, at least in Western countries, but just specifically talking about America, one of, like, the worst things about it, the most upsetting thing about it, is the realization that we are surrounded by monsters. And maybe this is like a cyclical sort of thing where people in the past clearly understood how monstrous human beings can be and understood the severe measures that have to be taken to not let the monsters get a foothold. But then once you sort of set up a system that limits the monster's ability to attack, you sort of forget about the danger of the monsters. You start thinking, well, you know, maybe this is just a bad day for the monster. Maybe the monster just needs more money. Maybe we're too harsh to the monsters. And you have to, again, be subjected to the monstrosity in order to remember why these necessary steps have to be taken. You know, it's the good times create soft men create bad times sort of situation. But it's not that good times inevitably create weak men that inevitably create, I don't think there's anything about this that's inevitable. It's not the times that are good or the times that are bad. It's that, you know, just like anything, there's this entropy or just like persistent dimension of evil that's constantly assaulting us, and you constantly have to beat it back. Just like you constantly have to trim the weeds from your garden. You constantly have to fix up your house. It's constantly breaking. Things are constantly crumbling. Wild creatures are constantly looking for a way in. So there's this sort of lower vibrational tone just constantly sort of humming in the background. And it requires constant vigilance to push it back. And it sort of goes at every level of society and every level of community. So we have a couple stories like this today, but this one in particular. New York Post: dad dies after being trapped under car for hours and bystanders robbed him instead of helping. So this father got a call from his wife. His wife's car had broken down. I was in a parking lot in Phoenix. He goes, all right, I'll go try to fix the car. He gets his daughter's car. He drives to the parking lot. He jacks up the stalled vehicle, goes under it, starts to try to fix it. Something happens. We don't know. But the car falls on him. He's still alive, but trapped, probably calling for help. When apparently passersby, bystanders see what's going on, go up to him, steal everything he has, including the keys to the other car, steal the other car, and leave the man trapped where he suffocates or bleeds to death over hours. And how we continue having a Western country when surrounded by people wouldn't even call 911 to help a guy, but instead rob him while he's dying.
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. It's sort of a rude awakening. I guess everybody goes to a certain degree. Even when everything's really nice, you still understand, like, man, some people are just evil. Some people are just really bad. Like, as a little kid, you just don't see it. You don't realize how messed up everything is. As you grow up, you start to see the, you know, fetid, rotten reality behind the facade. But this isn't just a revelation sort of thing. This is the world is actually changing for the worse sort of thing. So you've got this story out of Phoenix, Arizona, where a father is working on his car in a parking lot. The car falls on him. And look, they don't know if maybe it was knocked over on him. You know, maybe he's under the car and there's one of those, you know, just like cheap jacks that comes with the car. Maybe some youths who were walking by saw it as an opportunity, gave the car a little kick and made it fall. And we don't know. We have no idea, because we don't know when the car fell on him. What we know is that he arrived around 9:45 in the morning, and by noon, the police were called. And by that point, it was too late. And when the police arrived, they find that the father, the man, is trapped under the car, dead. Who knows how long it took him to die? But he had been robbed completely, and somebody had stolen the other car that he drove to the location. They fished around in his pocket, probably grabbed a key, and then took off in his other car. And it's so abhorrent. Again, you know, there's some things where it's like, even though it's evil, you can kind of understand certain things, right? If a gang of thieves breaks into a house and steals stuff, like, it's very straightforward. It's like, yeah, there's evil people out there. It's a shortcut that they want to take to riches or to vengeance or whatever it is. It's kind of easy to wrap your mind around that. Something extra disturbing about these crimes of opportunity. Again, I can almost get myself in the mindset of somebody who's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to steal stuff. I'm just going to break in. I'm going to steal things. Like, I can kind of imagine what that's like. To be like, oh yeah, there's this adrenaline rush. It's like I'm in Grand Theft Auto. I'm like stealing things. I'm like a thief. I can just even like out on an academic or just whatever. I can put myself in that mindset as like an actor, right? As like somebody who's pretending. I can't even really put myself in the mindset of somebody who comes along, walking down the road, minding their own business. It's just an average Sunday afternoon, walking with your friends, seeing a man trapped under a car, and thinking, "Let's rob." Here's an opportunity to rob a guy. I can't imagine what that's like. I don't know the mindset that takes that course of action. Again, it's like, I don't know. There's just something different about it. There's something different about sort of the agency of like, I'm a thief and I'm going to go steal something, to I'm just walking down the street one day, I see a man is trapped and dying, and my first thought is, better take his wallet and his car. There's something about that that is like an affront to humanity. These people are monsters. Monsters. There is a monstrous element that for, you know, a long time in America and in Europe was kept at bay. But we're letting the monsters in now. We are opening up our reality to be a playground for the monsters. Because there's sort of a similarity between that story and the story of the gang rape in Germany. And it wasn't people going out, we're going to rape somebody. It's like they're just like hanging out at a park and they happen to meet a young girl who's lost and alone. And so they just start raping her. It's just like it's like convenient. It's like an opportunity. Just, you know, monsters. We're just surrounded by monsters. And the weirdest thing is, again, our justice system isn't exactly designed to deal with monsters. Right? It's designed to deal with human beings, with conscience and feelings and empathy. So how do you deal with people that don't have empathy? How do you deal with monsters? How do you deal with like rabid dogs? You treat them a little bit differently than, you know, your Goldie mix, right? You deal with a family dog that happened to get a little excited and bite you while playing versus a rabid dog foaming at the mouth and trying to kill your toddler. Like you treat these two, you don't tap them on the nose with the newspaper when they're trying to kill you. But if that's how your entire system is set up, you're going to have a bunch of rabid dogs running around everywhere killing everybody. So what do we do about the monsters, I guess, is the question. Again, I don't know how to deal with this except on a almost metaphysical level, recognizing that what we're up against here is not normal, and our society is not really set up to deal with this. So the story in Germany goes like this. A 20-year-old woman in Hamburg, Germany, has been sent to prison after making hateful remarks towards a migrant who was involved in the gang rape of a child. The woman is just one of 140 people being investigated for making harmful comments towards the rapists. We've actually seen this a little bit in America, too. I didn't grab the clip, but it was from last week where somebody was talking about the illegal immigrant rapist in New York, in Queens, who tied up two 13-year-old kids, raped the girl at knife point while filming it. And in discussing this, it was like Joy Reid or somebody on CNN who interrupts one of the people talking about it and goes, don't call them illegal immigrants. They're undocumented. Okay. It's like, oh, what? The rapist? The child violent rapist and murderer? You are worried I'm calling him an illegal alien rather than undocumented? That's a very strange priority to have. But the assault itself is even more disturbing. I mean, that's the thing about these stories, is there's so many layers to, like, how insanely horrible it is. So this assault took place in 2020 and involved multiple groups. Multiple independent groups, by the way, of migrant men, all independently attacking a 14-year-old girl in Hamburg's state park over the course of one night. The park had become a popular hangout spot for youth during the COVID-19 lockdowns, and the girl had been there drinking with her friends. But they became scattered after police swept the park and broke up the groups while enforcing social distancing measures. Confused and alone, the girl was defenseless against the first mob of four predators. The men took turns on the girl, repeatedly raping her over an extended period of time. They robbed her of her wallet and cell phone before leaving her. Traumatized and disoriented from the first attack and having no method of calling for help, the girl was assaulted a second time by two or more men who took advantage of her vulnerable state. Disturbingly, her assailants had begun inviting other men to rape her via their chat groups, gleefully sharing the news that there was an isolated teenage girl in the dark park with no potential witnesses. The girl was attacked a third time by a single man and then a fourth time by three or more men who dragged her into a bush and sexually assaulted her. Finally, the child managed to break away and run. Though pursued by her rapist, eventually she came across people who recognized her traumatized state and immediately called for help. She came across, you know, German people. A total of 11 men were initially charged, but two were acquitted quickly due to lack of DNA evidence. The sperm of the nine of the other men, however, had already successfully been removed from the girl's body. Okay? Five of the men were in possession of German passports, while the remainder were not citizens of Germany. Among those charged, none of them were of German heritage. The rapists were identified as a Pole, a Egyptian, a Libyan, a Kuwaiti, an Iranian, an Armenian, an Afghan, a Syrian, and a Montenegrin. Wow, the diversity. Wow, what a diverse group of rapists. This is one, you know, rape gang where you can really see the value and beauty of representation. The men had a team of 20 defense attorneys arguing their innocence. Videos of the first and third rapes had been recorded and shared by assailants with contacts through WhatsApp, but the videos were deleted before the case could be heard in court. Witnesses who did see the footage before its deletion did testify it depicted clear sexual assault, with one noting that the girl had been holding her hands over her head in a protective position. And this is not, by the way, the first time this type of thing has happened. We've covered stories before. In England, this happens almost regularly. Where literally you have like a girl walking down the street. Two Pakistani dudes grab her and pull her into an alley and rape her. And she goes stumbling, you know, bloody, clothes torn, stumbling down the road. First person she meets, she goes up to like, please help, I was just attacked. And that person drags her into an alley and rapes her. Literally, totally different people. Monstrous, right? Monster. These people are monsters. Like rabid dogs. Now, of the nine men convicted of this, I believe nine men were convicted. Eight of the nine men walked totally free, no time in prison at all. Probation. They were sentenced to probation. The ninth was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison without parole. So a repeated hours-long gang rape by 11 men on a 14-year-old girl. And the outcome is all of them get off except for one who goes to prison for 2 years. Now, again, there's the other aspect to this, that then a 20-year-old German woman basically insulted these people, and now she is going to prison. She will spend more time in prison than the rapists. Why? Because she called the rapist a, quote, dishonorable rapist pig and a disgusting miscarriage, saying, aren't you ashamed when you look in the mirror? This, according to German, you know, judicial process, is worse than participating in a gang rape. Being punished more than the rapist. The woman apologized for her remarks, saying she acted out of a reflex upon hearing the sickening details of the case. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I called the rapist a pig. I was just, you know, mad about the fact that they raped a 14-year-old for hours. You know, it's like unimaginable, but here we are. It's like I could never imagine this before it happened. I could never even fathom, even the wild fantasy, something this horrific. And this is what I mean. Like, what do we do to these people? What can we do? Jonathan Pallison, I thought explained this pretty well. He says, careful consideration of this case will tell you much of what you need to know about Middle Eastern / North African immigration to Europe and why it is a disaster. This crime could never have happened with the group of native Europeans. Consider a man walking with three of his friends in the park, and they encounter a 14-year-old girl. If he was a native German, could he get his friends to join him for a gang rape? No. If they were native German, could they have a WhatsApp chat where they could inform more of their friends about the gang rape opportunity? No. If they were native Germans, could they be this secure in the knowledge that none in the group would be morally against the gang rape and try to prevent it? Nope. European societies are built on freedom and security. Walkable, bikeable, likable, livable, lovely cities where girls can feel secure about moving around freely and participate naturally in daily life. But that only works as long as there's not a large number of men who can join together for a gang rape if they happen to encounter a lone girl. This case illustrates this. Before mass immigration, a girl could risk getting separated from her friends in the park. This is increasingly not the case. We used to have the safest, freest societies in the world, and we are losing this. Furthermore, the case illustrates how the law is designed to operate in a liberal society. It's not designed to deal with 9 gang rape perpetrators who all cover for each other. The law showed its extreme impotence by not being able to dole out more than a total of 2 years and 9 months for the 9 rapists, and not a single deportation. A working legal system would, of course, immediately expel all 9, which I don't... Expel? It expel them? I think a working legal system would torture them all to death. But the legal system is built for native European behavior and to give accused people legal protections. It's not built for cooperating bands of opportunistic child rapists. And it's not even about just these, you know, exemplary, horrific stories. It's pervasive, right? There are, you know, protections out there to, you know, protect renters from being kicked out of their house at a moment's notice on the assumption that that is the, you know, misbehavior that needs to be protected against. Well, some landlords don't have any respect for their tenants, and they might, you know, kick them out onto the curb without any respect for them. They could ruin somebody's life by evicting them without warning. We can't have that. We have to have some protection for the renters, right? You know, fast forward a year or two, and now you have a phenomenon of squatting in which these same laws designed to, you know, protect innocent people from exploitation in this society is instead being used to exploit people, and it's being funded, and, you know, the legal arguments are being made by nonprofits that pay for the lawyers. Or you can think about the wars that we're seeing go on around the world. And the way you have people like Lindsey Graham saying, it's a great, giving weapons to Ukraine is a great investment because it kills Russians. You're a monster. You're a monster person. You're not a human being. You are something else. Something that we fear lurking under our bed when we're children. Are seeing some of the Telegram channels where the, mutilated body of Palestinian children are laughed at by Israelis or Americans. People who see the consequences of Israel's actions of just literally just dismembered babies being cradled by their fathers. And they just go, yeah, well, too bad. Shouldn't have lived where you live. Shouldn't have been born then, I guess. It's your fault. You're just like, oh, you're like a monster. Oh, okay, so we're like surrounded by monsters. Okay, so the monsters are in charge now, I guess. And so I think this is something that people used to understand more. And I think, we've all watched the process of sort of this awareness be ground down and all of the warnings about the monsters being treated as bigotry, hate, racism, whatever. It's like, no, the people in the past weren't racist or bigoted or hateful. They just could recognize a monster when they saw one. You go back and you read, if you read, anything you can find nowadays about, the settling of the West or anything. It's like the settlers are treated like monsters. They're monsters. They killed all the natives. When you go back and you read the writings of the settlers, and they're like, no, you don't understand. If we don't protect ourselves, if we don't raise up a palisade and guard it and shoot anybody that comes near us, if they get their hands on one of our wives or daughters, that wife or daughter is going to be, buried up to her neck in a fire ant pile. No, they're going to be, killed by stripping off pieces of their skin until they're dead. There are monsters out there that we have to protect ourselves from. Again, it's not a racial thing. It's a human evil. It's a lower resonance sort of thing. And our society at this point has thrown open the doors and is in large part being managed by literal heartless, conscienceless, unempathetic monsters.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for
for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We got more stuff to cover. You know, I got some videos to go to here. Let's first go to clip number one here. This is an advancement in technology that we've covered for a while, but it's important to understand just how far advanced some of these technologies are. Now, remember, what the U.S. military has, it used to say it was like 20 years advanced. It might only be like 5 years. Think about how far technology's gone in 5 years. You know, think about what any average person can do for free with ChatGPT and how insane that is, how far removed from, you know, even just 5 or 10 years ago this is.
So we've known they have some version, that they've had some version of this technology for a while. But now it's reaching the stage where it is capable of truly incredible stuff. This is using AI to turn Wi-Fi routers into three-dimension night vision cameras. Let's watch.
What they did is they had a camera looking at a space with people in it. That's sort of like coming in from one eye. The other eye is the radio signals, so sonar from the Wi-Fi router. And they just learned to predict, like, this is where the human beings are. Then they took away the camera. So all the AI had was the language of radio signals bouncing around a room. And this is what they're able to reconstruct. Real-time 3D pose estimation, right? So suddenly AI has turned every Wi-Fi router into a camera that can work in the dark, specially tuned for tracking living beings.
Well, what do you know? Well, what do you know? They can turn every Wi-Fi router into a three-dimension night vision camera. If you have a whole bunch of Wi-Fi routers, I imagine you could get a, whole building, whole neighborhood. It's just, it is crazy the amount of surveillance technology that is now available to these people. Now I want to go to clip number three here. This is Tulsi Gabbard posted this. It's about a video that was banned on TikTok. You'll never guess what gets banned on TikTok. Let's go now to clip number three.
Have you heard about this latest video that TikTok banned because they found it to be too controversial, too filled with hate, and too offensive? Well, if you haven't seen it yet, here it is. Brace yourself.
If you think girls and women's equality matter, stand up. If girls and women's sports matter, and you want your daughters to have the same opportunity you had, stand up. If you know that it isn't fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports because it's, well, obvious, stand up. Don't be cowed by people who call you a bigot. You're not a bigot. Don't let men tell us how to be good girls. Don't let others tell you you just need to be quiet. Sit down. Be nice. It's not nice to further a lie. It's not mean to believe in women's equality. We deserve our own sports, privacy, fairness, safety. We deserve a chance to compete and win. So don't be nice. Don't be careful. Be honest. Be brave. Fight for women. We've come too far to give up now. And if you agree with that, stand up and stand with us.
Crazy, right? Not what you expected. It's a sign of this insane time that we are living in, where something that is undeniably and objectively true, the biological differences between men and women and boys and girls actually exist. There is such a thing as a woman and a girl that is distinct and different from a man or a boy, is deemed ban-worthy by TikTok. We have to keep our eyes open to what is going on and continue to lift our voices and not allow them to ban us from seeing this truth and from sharing this truth. There have been a couple of court rulings that have begun to undo the Biden administration's destruction of Title IX. We have to keep building the momentum, keep sharing the truth, speaking the truth, and supporting those who do.
I don't even know. I mean, Yeah, no, we just watched a video trying to explain that there is such a thing as men and women, and it was banned by TikTok as hateful and as bigoted. What are we supposed to say here? What are we supposed to say? And this is the thing I don't get with people just sort of going along with what's happening. Like, I get the frog boiling in the pot. I understand that they use, incremental advancements to keep people in a state of normalcy bias,
where it's just every step they're like, well, but you know, these people just hate trans people. These people are just bigots. They're homophobic. And at this point, it's gone so far that you're sitting there telling me it's offensive to say there's a difference between men and women. When are you going to wake up? When are you going to realize what the hell you're involved in? Is just sick. It's just sick and weird. So wrong, it shouldn't even need to be discussed. And there has been a, it's been going on for a while, but I don't know, over the last few days I've just seen it more and more with people on Twitter going, you know, these people, they don't trust the science. They don't, I'm not even going to have a conversation with these irrational Trump Republicans. They can't be reasoned with. And we are the enlightened scientific side of things. We are the liberals and the leftists. We are right and loving and good. And people just respond, hey, can a man get pregnant? And people respond, well, yes, I assume you're talking about trans men, in which case you're trying to be bigoted. And it's just like, no, you don't get to have a say. You don't get to talk. You don't get anything. I mean, you should really be locked away. If you can't answer the question correctly about men getting pregnant, you don't get to have a say in anything ever. That should be the standard. That should really be the standard, but it is absolutely the opposite of that, which is horrifying. I wish I could explain this better, but you know, sometimes there is no explanation. Sometimes I can just tell you what's going on. I can just tell you what's happening. We can delve into the psychology of it all. But at the end of the day, why bother? Why should we have to? There's a tendency to want to like pathologize everything. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary to pathologize any of this. In other words, you hear about a gang of men come upon a defenseless girl in the park and take turns raping her and sending out messages to their friends saying, hey, there's this defenseless girl, come join in the fun. Do you need to psychologically dissect that? Or can we just like burn them all at the stake? Can we just like hang them or just like break them on the wheel? And then discuss the psychology. Like maybe first you just eradicate them from your society so you're safe again. And then we can talk about the psychology of this.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We're going to take your calls the last hour of the show. Go ahead and open up the lines now. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll just take all calls, but I think maybe we'll do something later this week. I want people who disagree with me to call in. I know they're out there. I know there's a lot of them. Can they defend their views? Can they explain to me some of these things? Do I have any of this wrong? I want to know. Because I don't understand how all of this is happening. I don't understand. I have to know. I have to know if there are people out there that are falling for all of this stuff. All of this crap. Like, how do you not just know by now? How do you not get it by now? I don't understand. I don't understand. How you can't just see through this crap at this point. I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that is just watching lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And like at some point you've got to realize, like for the sake of your own survival, you've got to realize that these are lies. I don't get how you don't get it. It's so crazy to me. It's literally all lies. It's all constant lies.
And they come out literally 7 years later and go, oh, gee, no, it looks like we were lying that whole time. It happens over and over and over and over. I don't know. I mean, it's like Charlie Brown, you know, going to kick the football. And it's like, how many times? Dude, how many times does she have to pull it away and leave you on your butt? We just stop listening to her. And it's like they have these sort of like, I don't know, tricks they can pull where people think like, gosh, I have to listen to this or else I'm a bad person. And it's like, no, you're not a bad person. You're just seeing reality. You're just recognizing a pattern and responding to it. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with any of this stuff. Because it's also obvious. It's also blatant. And yet it goes on and on and on and on and on. It's not just destroying our countries and overwhelming our legal system. And it's getting us into war, too. It's getting us into global war. How many times do they have to trick you into a war before you realize you can just ignore them? Like, how is it not at this point just the standard response to any claims of any racism or bigotry or hatred or whatever? Like, how is it at this point that not every single person in America, anytime there's like, you know, these immigrants, they just want a better life, that not every single person in the room, every person conducting the interview, every person at home just goes, yeah, shut up. They're invaders. Now they're invaders. They're destroying the country. They need to be sent back. Like, why give the other side even an opportunity to try to make a case? Like, you've heard it over and over. You've heard it 10,000 times. 10,000 times, it's been a lie. So why are we listening to them still? Why are we even giving them the time of day? It doesn't make any sense. Like, I cannot wrap my mind around the idea that a single man participates in a single women's sport. I can't even wrap my mind around that alone. That we ever got to the point where it's a man going, actually, I want to be on the women's swim team. And that the response isn't 100% of the time, just like, no. Goodbye. That's it. That's all it takes. That defeats the whole globalist paradigm. I just gave you the key to all of it. It's normal, decent, regular people just going, no. Go away.
Hi, I'd like to be on the women's swim team.
Okay, well, you can't. Problem solved. And that's it. And we did it. We did it. Hi, I'm a foreigner. I'd like to live in your country. Oh, well. It's very complimentary, but no, you can't. Go home. Problem solved. Well, this criminal grew up in a broken home. He never had a good parental model to show him not to steal. Wow, that's kind of sad for him. Anyway, he should go to jail forever. He's a criminal, so goodbye. It's just all this, everything. So very, 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 very simple to fix all of these problems, but we can't do it. And this is the frustrating part. This is the extremely frustrating part. I just don't get how any of this is ever even a conversation. And like, I'm still stuck in this mindset of just like, wow, I can't even believe they would suggest that sort of thing, or that this would even be a conversation, that people would even have to ask this. And it's like, we're so far past that. And now it's at the point where if you contradict the obvious lies, then you're censored. And I really don't know what to do now. I really don't know what to do. Gotta say. We talk about, you know, the crime rates. Actually, crime has reached a record low. Really, how'd you achieve that? Oh, well, we just didn't count New York or Philadelphia or Los Angeles or Boston or Baltimore for Houston. Oh, great. You're just lying. Okay, all right. No, that's fine. And some of them are you know, obviously outrageous. Things like the multiple gangs of independent dudes raping a single girl in a park over and over for hours, or, you know, basically killing a guy for his wallet because he got trapped under a car. I mean, these things are pretty extreme. But then there's the sort of lower level of this stuff where it all gets inculcated. Trans-identified male. I'm gonna do some live editing here. Male awarded $35,000 by Ontario court after women's salon refused to wax testicles. So a Canadian court awarded a male who claims to be a woman $35,000 after an Ontario women's salon refused to wax the male genitalia. A salon employee working that day was a devout Muslim woman who refrained from physical contact with men, and the salon owner told the trans woman that they could not find a way to accommodate her request. Jason Carruthers, owner of Mad Wax in Windsor, told Rebel News that he has 30 days to pay the hefty sum following a 6-year battle in court. He has filed for an appeal and launched a fundraiser. 6 years. For 6 years, this made its way through the court system, and not once the entire time did somebody go, what the hell are you talking about? It's a women's salon. You're a man. No, go away. Get out of here. We're throwing this case out. I get you're trans. Are you retarded too? No. And then they bring up the woman's Muslim faith as if that even matters. You had a woman who works at a woman's salon treating women, and a man comes in and goes, I want to force that woman to look at and touch my genitals. And if you say no, I'm going to drag you through the court system for 6 years and then sue you for amount of money that'll shut down your business. And this is allowed to happen. We allow this type of abuse to take place? What do you think is going to happen next time a literal full-bodied man goes into a waxing salon and there's some woman there that, I don't know, maybe she's just faithful to her husband. I mean, she doesn't have to be Muslim. How about she just doesn't want to see some dude's junk? Be forced to. This is probably leading to like corporatized rape.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us.
I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to take your phone calls this hour. Still some open lines. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Try to go out to some new callers I don't recognize today, so if you've never called in before, now's time to do it, 1-877-789-2539. Before we go out to calls, we're in this short top-of-the-hour segment. I want to go to this video, clip number 4. Now, people are saying this is the product called Appeal, A-P-E-E-L. This is a plastic film over food that is like we're wrapping it in an invisible shrink wrap. And it's supposed to make it last longer. I think there's something more to it than that, though. As I understand it, this Appeal product doesn't have the effect that we're seeing here. And I don't even know what to make of this. But we're seeing more and more videos like this. We showed you one about a week ago. But it's people buying fruit, and the fruit is like rubber. And it's pretty crazy. Let's go now to this video. Clip number 4.
Are Costco and Whole Foods selling fake fruits? I've been hearing about this, but check out what's happening to these people.
When she opens it and she breaks it in half, it gets very tough and doesn't really break. And when it pulls, it's like it's glue.
Like, it's not even breaking, like, at all. Like, it, and I know you guys can't feel the texture, obvi, right, because it's a video, but, like, It literally feels fake.
Those of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird. Like,
but there's a clanking, and it sounds like something's stuck. So I go in the drain, and there's a blueberry that's not breaking apart. It's not doing anything. It's what's making the noise. And I pick it up, and why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's snack? This came from the carton of blueberries. My husband cut it in half. I really don't know if you can see it that well. Glistening, it's silicone. It's a silicone blueberry. It is a solid rubber blueberry. She is under 2. I got this at Whole Foods also. Organic. I was trying to, like, you know, do the right thing.
The last one, I mean, that one is clearly just a rubber blueberry. So I don't even know how that works. The other ones look like, I don't know, the fruit has just like been rubberized. Is that the effect Appeal has? I thought the whole point of this product, Appeal, was that it was a coating on the outside. So how does that go through the banana peel into the banana and rubberize the banana? That's freaky. She's like pulling it as hard as she can. The avocado is even weirder. I mean, it does. It looks like fake food. Or it looks like the food that, I mean, you could go to a restaurant, they have a sample plate out, but they've covered it in that, you know, food preservation spray. That just makes it like plastic. Does anybody have any answers to this? This is a hoax? I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this. But it is horrifying. But it is absolutely horrifying. Again, I don't even have speculation about what this could be. Are they like infusing the genes of plants with rubber somehow? What could even cause this? I don't get it. This is another thing I'm just sort of baffled at today. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of answers for you today. I just have a lot of questions. How did we get to this point, I guess, is the major one. How did we get to this point on any of these topics? What the hell? We got rubber food and gang rapes and murderers. I just don't even know anymore.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Products you need to make this your best summer ever. You know, summer, obviously, it's time where people, you want to look good on the beach, you want to feel good, you want to have the energy you need. It is the time to focus on your health, and it's not too late to start. Summer kickoff super sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting things like Body Ease, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X3, Ultra 12 B12 supplement, Vaso Beats, Brain Force Ultra, all of these 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So start your summer off right by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com and hope that we can stay on air as we enter into this increasingly unstable and monstrous world. We've got to your calls now. We have Cool Kata? Cool something in Wisconsin. Thanks for calling in. You're calling in about the slaughter on the beach in Crimea. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Cool Kita.
Kita.
Cool Kita from Wisconsin, yeah. Yeah, and I'm calling about the sunbather slaughter that happened there. And I don't know if you saw on MTG's account and Kim.com's account, and other accounts on X, they have a Global Hawk drone circling over in the Black Sea. And they're saying that it kind of involves the U.S. then, since it's a U.S. drone. And since the Russians have been actively jamming GPS in the area, Kim.com shows the maps, that they believe that the drone has communications with the missile, which... that drone does do communications with other jets like the F-22 and F-35 acting as a translator. But they really didn't mention that the ATACMS missile, the Army Tactical Missile System, has a INS system, which is an inertial navigation system that uses gyroscopes, altimeters, and magnometers and CPUs to guide the missiles and provide dead reckoning. And it kind of adds to the fact that, like, the beach was targeted. So, I don't know, it is kind of a coincidence that that drone has been off the coast there during the attack, but in the Black Sea, there's been the Global Hawk drone for quite a while, you know. So, I think it's a kind of a important point because it will either directly implicate the U.S. attacking civilians, which it has done before, like in Serbia, when they NATO and America had to admit that it purposely targeted children, or in other places. But maybe it was just the Ukrainians using the onboard targeting system to target the beach there.
Well, so according to Scott Ritter in the video that we watched earlier, the beach wasn't necessarily targeted, but, you know, but basically what happened was the, you know, they shot five missiles, four of them were shot down. One of the ones that was shot down didn't explode in the air. It landed on the beach. So I don't know if the beach was targeted or if that was just consequence of the, you know, defense against the missile, but it's not like that matters, right? It's like somebody, you know, pulls out a gun and starts shooting and somebody else tries to tackle them. And when being tackled, you know, they accidentally shoot a bystander. It's like, well, it's the person who was tackling's fault. It's like, no, the person shooting the weapon, it's their fault, no matter where the weapon lands, where the ammunition lands. So I'm not trying to absolve Ukraine. It's like, well, they weren't targeting the beach. No, they launched a missile that killed two children and several other innocent people. So that's obviously bad. And if they hadn't launched the missile, that never would have happened. I don't think they targeted the beach, though. And I thought I retweeted one of Kim.com's things. I don't know if he deleted it or if I just didn't have it. But here's some of the reporting on that. U.S. taxpayer money killed two children on a beach in Crimea today. American ATACMS missiles were used by Ukraine with permission from Joe Biden and with the targeting assistance of U.S. military personnel to murder Russian civilians. Joe Biden is taking humanity to the abyss. And then there's this from DD Geopolitics. The U.S. Air Force RQ-4B Global Hawk, which coordinated strikes on Sevastopol today, is still flying in the vicinity of Crimea. The attack using U.S.-supplied ATACMS missiles killed five people, including three children, they say. More provocations from Ukraine. Remember when they released postage stamps about murdering Russian civilians on Crimea Bridge? Well, now this image has been circulating on the internet celebrating the murder of Russian civilians on a beach in Crimea with U.S. ATACMS missiles. And it seems fairly well established that it was the U.S. helping to guide this missile. Again, like we said before, I mean, it's an American missile provided by America, targeted by America, the target chosen by America. The only thing that really happened that Ukraine involved is, I guess, ostensibly and allegedly, they pressed the button to launch the missile. Kim.com goes on to say, I've never seen more Ukrainian bot activity on X than today. It indicates that the U.S. missile attack against Russian civilians in Crimea is turning into a big PR disaster for Biden and Zelensky. The propagandists are working overtime to blame Russia, just like with Nord Stream. Imagine the outrage if a Russian missile with cluster munitions guided by a Russian satellite would kill Americans on Miami Beach. That's what Biden just did to Russia. Every American must understand that Joe Biden is now gambling with American lives. Russia is a nuclear power. Glenn Greenwald says, people who think them on momentous risks evident from this tweet are worth it, all to keep a futile and pointless war going over who rules a few provinces in eastern Ukraine, have completely lost any sense of rationality or sobriety. Look at the deranged game you're playing. Yeah, deranged is a good way to put it. It's all completely deranged. Thank you very much for the call, Cool Kita. Let's go to Dark Lord Sauron calling us live from Mordor. You're on the air, the mouth of Sauron.
This is the Dark Lord Sauron, and I'm here to tell you I have found the ring. My ring wraiths, the Jesuit Order, have brought it to the Black Pope.
Oh no, it was the Jesuits all along. I should have known. Okay, was that, or it was the Jesuits say they have the ring? Was that your point?
We have the ring, just give up. Just submit to the Jesuit order.
I don't know if you've been on Twitter recently. I already have. I'm a Jesuit agent, in case you're not aware. I've been instructed by the Jesuits to do something. I think.
Good.
Maybe I'm just covering up for the Jesuits. I can't remember. I can't remember exactly what me and the Jesuits' deal is, but it definitely exists and is there and is not the paranoid, schizophrenic rambling of weirdos. for sure, definitely not that last thing. Thanks for the call, Dark Lord, whatever that was. Russell in Richmond has called in. Go ahead, Russell, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good.
So I kind of just wanted to maybe get your opinion or viewpoint. As far as everything that's been going on, like from the start of COVID till now, right?
Yeah.
It seems like this is just a reset planet. And I'm wondering how many times they've done this. Right? Like, if you look back in history, it just, like, it's tried and true plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Great Reset, you mean?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's kind of forgot about old Charles Schwab and, you know, the Great World Economic Forum and all that stuff. Nobody, you know, Bill Gates is out of it right now. So, I mean, yeah, I just kind of want your opinion on it, man.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say how far back you want to go. I mean, it seems like when you go back in history, you start to see this like continuity of conflict that's like persistent forever. There's like two spirits. I was actually reading a very interesting post that framed it as white versus red. As being symbolic of people who feed on milk versus people who feed on blood. It's pretty gruesome. But also it's like a cycle that happens over and over and over again. There's always like a spirit of, you know, protection and righteousness and holiness, and it's at a constant war with a undercurrent of subversive and hateful and miserable and jealous and greedy and vampiric. And so, I mean, if you want to talk about World War I being a reset, there's certainly that. World War II was sort of a form of reset. The Russian Revolution and the ushering in of communism was a large reset, but you can go, you know, back even farther than that and look at the way that, you know, the Reconquista could be seen as a reset. I mean, there's sort of a constant singular struggle with many different manifestations. I think this is one of the latest, I guess, the COVID-19 Great Reset program. But they always seem to, you know, happen or be ushered in by giant wars, huge conflicts. But I mean, how far do you want to go back here, Russell? Because I really think you can go back to the pre-Christian era and still see the same sort of dichotomy at work. It's like the Mediterranean versus the Nordic, the Romans versus the Germans. There's like these, I don't know how to put it, like emblematic struggles that we're sort of constantly just rehashing over and over. But I don't know. I mean, how far do you want to go back into history, Russell, when you're talking about these resets?
Kind of just to World War I, because I've learned stuff recently that I was not aware of, and I don't think a lot of other people are. Like with World War II, before it completely turned to shit. Oh, sorry.
That's right.
The LGBTQ thing was an issue and that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me the idea, well, hey, if you really want to scramble society, let's say men or women, and right, so that's just like an aim. And then you come over here and you throw the racism thing in there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, interestingly enough, Magnus Hirschfeld was the first transgender doctor in Germany, in the Weimar Republic. He had the first transgender clinic. He also wrote a book that popularized the modern usage of the term racism. So ironically, these two are both came from basically the same person. Magnus Hirschfeld created the transgenderism movement and popularized the term racism. Like, he came up with it. Maybe somebody else came up with it, but he wrote a book called like Racism that, you know, explain to everybody why liking the people that are your ethnicity is evil and bad and has to be rooted out. So interestingly enough, both those things came from the same person. Thank you very much for the call, Russell. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train in Florida. He says, what Paul Harvey would be saying if he were alive. Go ahead, Johnny Freight Train, you're on the air.
Harrison, how's your kids doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Look, if Paul Harvey was alive, every day on his show, he'd be telling people that the creator of the universe put it in very simple terms about monsters and all this stuff that's going on, wars and rumors of wars and people killing people. Time is getting short. And he said that as time gets short, Satan would roam looking to devour as many as he could. And that's what it's all about. It's a spiritual battle between good and evil. So don't marvel, people, about what's happening. It's in black and white, and the Holy Spirit will teach you about it.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I totally agree. I guess, you know, my question is just how do we get through to people who are just normies, who just don't care, aren't paying attention? Like, how do we get them to care? How do we get them to just recognize what's going on and sort of treat it with the seriousness it deserves? You know, it's not that I'm baffled by evil necessarily. I'm more baffled by the uncaringness of normal people, that they see all this stuff going on and just don't care. Or they, you know, literally believe the opposite. Like, they literally think they're being good people by allowing men to beat women in foot races or, you know, swimming races, or literally beat them in the octagon. Like, people think they're being good by allowing this to happen. I don't get how we can be confronted with so much evil, so much deception, so much just blatantly false information, and nobody cares. That's my struggle. That's where I become baffled and disillusioned. I get evil people. I get that dude. I get the evil, creepy, weird dude that just is like reveling in the fact he gets to beat women up. That's not really that confusing to me. He's an evil dude. What I don't get is all the people watching who are going, wow, she's a really good fighter. You know, like, that's what I don't get. Like, how do we get through to the normal people, Johnny?
Well, all I can say is, Harrison, you got to look back in Noah's days. All those people didn't believe, and they mocked, but when the water come, they were surprised. So it's going to be a rude awakening, Harrison, because the Almighty justifiably is fair and just, and he's for freedom and justice, and he will overcome this with goodness and mercy forever and ever.
Amen, Johnny. It's funny you bring up Noah, because I hadn't really thought about how this plays into all of it, but I was talking to a friend over the weekend about the story of Noah, and that after the flood, he's got three sons, right? Japheth and Shem and Ham. And so at one point, Noah, after the flood, they're back on land, but there's a time where they're all hanging out together still. They haven't separated yet, Noah's family. And he gets drunk, and he's like naked. He's sort of found in a humiliating situation. And the first son to come upon him in this state is Ham, and he just starts laughing and like mocking Noah. And then the two other sons come up and sort of chastise Ham. If I'm remembering this correctly, they sort of chastise Ham, and it's like, you know, this is your dad. This is the dude that saw 99% of the humans he grew up with die, and you're laughing at him. And so they, instead of laughing, you know, get a blanket and they like walk backwards to cover him up, like, so they don't look at him, not to shame him, to cover him up. And that's sort of, you know, it's sort of emblematic. It's sort of an example of who we're dealing with here. Is that you see somebody in a state of distress and pain and suffering. And most people will want to comfort and, you know, help that person. But then there's that other aspect of humanity that just, you know, laughs at their own father, who just mocks and laughs and thinks it's funny to see this sort of suffering. So that is sort of the, that's sort of the monster mentality I'm talking about. It's the Hamish mentality. Let's go to Michael. Thank you very much for the call, Johnny. Let's go to Michael in Minnesota here. Michigan. I'm just realizing.
Michael in Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. There's like five states that start with MI. Michigan. Thanks for calling, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I mean, I'm so glad you've been filling my ears with great information. I know people call you a black color on the Twitter, but I don't tune into you, to hear some BS. I tune into you to hear the real deal news. Anyway, so my point is about the indoctrinated brain. You were talking about how do these people, go along with all this nonsense. They don't care about us, Harrison. Literally, they just lie to our face, and they know we're smart enough to see through it. I don't know if that's because we have Jesus Christ in our heart or what it is, but they lie to us, Harrison Smith, and they don't care.
But again, we're at this situation. I get the liars. I sort of understand the liars. I think it's outrageous how much they lie, and I think it is, you know, completely insane when they just tell blatant untruths that are obvious for, you know, years and years and years before admitting that they're wrong. But again, it's the people who get lied to. It's the people, like, imagine being a leftist today, Michael. You wake up and you see that Snopes, the vaunted, the celebrated leftist fact checker, has written an article saying, no, Donald Trump never said neo-Nazis are very fine people. Now, they believe this for 7 years. They get, like, flushed. They get angry every time they think about it. They're, like, so mad at this. And then they wake up to find out the whole thing was never true. I mean, what are they thinking? What are they thinking this morning? They're just going, oh, well, Snopes is a Nazi now? Or, yes, he did. I heard it. Like, or are they just like, oh, he never said that, huh? That's interesting. And then they just move on. Like, I get the liars. It's the people who let themselves be lied to that confuse me, Michael, that infuriate and outrage me. How do they let themselves be lied to so much? Why don't they care is the question.
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult thing to unpack, but I think it's sort of like a hypnotist show.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Where you're just like looking at 33% of the crowd, like, hey, man, put your pants up. Like, what's wrong with you? So I think that's where we're at, Harrison Smith. I mean, these people are allowing them to be hypnotized or whatever. And they just don't care about it. So there's 33% of the people who can be hypnotized. They're subject to that.
Right.
There's 33% of the people who can't be hypnotized. Like us, or Alex Jones, or Owen Troyer, all of us good guys. And, okay, so you're saying, what about the other 33%?
Right.
I don't know, Harrison. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, no, I don't know either. And that's the thing, I don't want to be black-pilled here. And the white pill in this is like, how do you put it? It's almost like the white-pilling part is what makes it black pill. Like, the fact that it's so obvious and so simple and the solutions are so apparent and so easy, like, that's what makes the black pill that much, you know, more bitter, is the idea that it's like we're just being crushed by, like, illegal immigrants and the solution is just, like, shut the border and deport them. It's so simple, it's so obvious, it's so easy. We can't do it, which makes the fact that we're suffering through it that much more annoying and painful and infuriating and baffling, confusing. All of the solutions are very simple. Oh, a man wants to race against women? Tell him no. Problem solved.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health.
One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hand, you're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. That black pill here, but I was trying to deliver the news, which two contradicting goals here. And it's like, you know, there's no part of our society right now that is not just replete with lies and decisions that are just baffling and bizarre and nonsensical on the face of them, and yet it continues. like this story that we've covered a million times. Luna proposes Luna, this is Anna Paulina Luna, proposes DNA testing to stop child trafficking at the southern border. Now, we talked about this earlier, where they used to do DNA testing. They had rapid DNA tests for people on the border, and they found that 30% of the people posing as fake families were determined through DNA testing not to be related. So you have like millions of people coming across, hundreds of thousands of children. When they were DNA testing them, they found that pretty much a third of them were with people claiming to be their parents who weren't their parents. Claiming to be their parents, but weren't their parents. That's a key aspect. We're not saying that the DNA tests prove that they weren't related, but they never claimed to be. And it was just like, well, this person was bringing a kid across, you know, it's his friend or whatever. Like, no, they were sitting there telling the authorities, yes, this is my child I'm bringing into the country. And then they would DNA test and figure out, no, it's not some other person's kid. Where that other person is, God only knows. How the person got the kid, we don't know. Where the kid is now, no idea whatsoever. Remember, it was like 2 years ago that they admitted they'd lost track of 85,000 children. The number is likely upwards of 200,000 at this point. So it's just like every aspect of everything. And it's just constant everywhere. That like there is no argument for this. Maybe that's the thing that baffles me the most. Is there is no argument for the leftist side on any of these topics. What is the argument for bringing in a million Muslims to Germany? What is the benefit of that? Like, what is the argument of that? What is the argument against DNA tests at the border that are figuring out that 30% of the children being brought across are being brought over by people other than their parents? They're kidnapping victims for all intents and purposes. You can assume. You can just assume they're kidnapping victims because they're with people that claim to be their parents that aren't. Okay? What is the argument? What is the argument for letting men compete against women? What is the argument here? What is the argument for going to war with Russia? What is the argument for letting Israel go to war with Lebanon? Like, what is the reasoning for any of this? It's all total madness. It's all completely unjustifiable. I don't even get it. Like, what is the argument? Who is the person that's going, oh, these DNA tests that figure out that a third of the children being brought across are kidnapped victims? Let's stop doing those tests. What is the argument? Like, I just don't get it. I just don't even get how they're getting away with this. But they are. So, it's just literally everything. they don't even have an argument. There's not even a reason why any of this should be happening. But it just is. Suffering and exploitation? But that's not an argument. That doesn't even make sense. Are they suggesting DNA testing somebody is exploitative? Again, this is the baffling thing. No, it's the opposite of the arguments that they're making. The DNA tests were in place to stop the exploitation of children. So you're undoing the thing that prevents the exploitation, and you're saying that the DNA tests themselves were exploitative. This is what I mean. I mean, it's just, what? What are you talking about? This is nonsense. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, crime, right? Where it's like, well, we're going to defund the police because we don't want... Yeah, ending DNA testing will resort. Oh, ending DNA testing. Well, yeah, okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. I read that wrong. That actually does make sense.
that ending the DNA test would stop exploitation and suffering. Wait. Whatever. You get what I'm saying. Yes, the DNA test was there to prevent exploitation and suffering. Ending the DNA test would increase the exploitation and suffering. So what's the argument for it? No sense. No sense whatsoever. And crime is the same thing, right? They're just like, we need to stop the victimization. And it's like, by what? Letting criminals out on the street to victimize people? This makes no sense. There's no argument for their side of any of these topics. It doesn't exist. There's no argument for it. So again, this is just the frustration with all this. Let's just go out to your calls now. Dave in North Carolina has called in about the debate. The debate. They'll be debating on Thursday, apparently, Biden and Trump to take part in first debate. Biden has been preparing for this for a week or something at Camp David. It'll be hosted by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, who, of course, both hate Donald Trump. Dave, what do you think about this?
Well, I'd like to point out the elephant in the room. We have to remember the point of our debates back in the day was for our presidential candidates to come out and promote their policies and let everybody know who they were and to get to meet them. But it just seems like nowadays it's just more of a slander match. Mm. I mean, you know, with the information that we have nowadays, we already know where Trump stands. We already know where Biden stands. So it's almost as if this debate is just a big circus. So a lot of people who are really concerned about, you know, what's CNN going to do to Trump? How is Trump going to handle it? I don't think it really will make much of a difference because we already pretty much know where both these candidates are standing at.
Couldn't it make a difference, though, if you put them up next to each other and Trump is competent and, you know, eloquent, and Joe Biden just is, you know, just collapses in incompetence? I mean, isn't there a value in seeing these two go to head and just judging their temperament and capabilities?
Well, you know, are they going to call that a deep fake as well? Oh, they somehow did, you know, the video on the on the stage, they made it a 2 second clip into a 5 second clip to make it look like Biden didn't know what he was talking about. I don't put anything past CNN because no matter how the debate goes, CNN will be slamming Trump, saying he did so poorly, and their spin engine is going to be going at 1,000 miles an hour. You know, the day after, and all of us, we're going to be like, he did all right against three people because he really is debating three people.
Yeah, he
so
is.
I don't really think it's.
I mean, I just.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Trump is in a position where a lot of his core base is not happy with some of his recent statements, and is not as fired up as they were, obviously, in like 2016, and are disappointed that Trump doesn't seem to have learned many lessons from his time. You know. And part of this is the fault of the right-wing media when it's like Sean Hannity being like, you're not going to get retribution, are you? And Trump like, no, I'm not. I'll expand on the others.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air. And they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That would be Alex Jones. That'd be just, again, there's a couple people I want to put in as press secretary for like a month, 2 weeks to a month. That'd be where, you know, Laura Loomer would fit in for that one. Again, Alex Jones for a month, just to put these idiots in their place. Cause I'll say this, guess what? Over the, you know, I'm not saying he's got everything right and this one will be controversial and, the nonsense, like, you know, the clickbait, like fake news rags, you know, raw story and like media matters and all these liars, you know, oh my God, Donald Trump Jr. said this is what we gotta do. Click here for nonsense. These guys will do that. But, you know, Alex Jones for like a month, would put these people in his place because, again, not saying he's got everything right, but man, he's been a lot more right, over the last decade or so, than anyone in our mainstream media. And I can say that with a fact, and I'll get criticized for it, but that's reality. He has been far more right than our mainstream media on the vast majority of things, that are out there. So prepare for the clickbait hit pieces. I'll call it here now. They will do that. But like, you know, look at all the clowns that pushed Russia, Russia, Russia for years. Like, oh, they're credible journalists, guys. They get Pulitzer Prizes for their reporting on Russia, Russia. You know, you mean, so they reported on a lie. Turns out none of it was true, but they have a Pulitzer Prize for their reporting on a lie that turns out to be true. They don't remove the Pulitzer Prize. No, they did a great job. No, they didn't. They did the work of the regime and they knew it. They all knew it, guys, because we all knew it. You didn't have to be an insider to know it was bullshit. But that's what we all have to wake up for. Yeah, Alex Jones' batting average is 10x better than CNN. Not even close. It's not even close. Let's see. Don Jr., Alex Jones, 2028. Oh, boy. Hey, it would be fun. It would be fun. Yeah, we have to put together a just one day, just like a day one team, just to piss these people off. Just, it's funny. Like the amount of like earned media, they think it's a hit piece. You know, Don Jr. jokingly said that Laura Loomer should be press secretary for a couple of weeks. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm actually serious. I'm not saying permanently, right? But like for a week, we got to get the all-star roster. Okay, I want you guys to start participating in this one, okay?
That was Donald Trump Jr. floating the idea of press secretary Alex Jones. I think it'd be fun. Who was that guy, Anthony something? Scaramucci. Remember Scaramucci was like press secretary for like 38 hours or something? Why not? Why not let Alex Jones stand up at the podium and take questions from the New York Times? And just fire back at him. It would be great. It would be very, very funny. Laura Loomer would actually be incredibly good at that. Like, that's not even a joke. Alex would too, but he wouldn't want to, right? It's just not his style. He actually responded to that on Twitter saying, thank you, but I must decline. Well, let's not jump the gun too quick here, Alex. Yeah, you can take a month. You can take a month, go over to Washington, D.C., that gross little room with all the creepy little goblins. Into the goblin den. Very funny stuff. Out to your phone calls for this final segment of American Journal. Infowarsstore.com is how you keep us on the air and in the fight. And what that really represents, that video, it represents, along with, you know, Alex Jones appearing at TPUSA and all these other things, the sea change, the tidal shift that has occurred over the last several decades that Alex Jones has been able to achieve by being consistent, by being firmly rooted in American principles, by making it very clear that his message is one of, you know, global human freedom, emphasizing that this is a program of acceptance and freedom and liberty for every human being of every race, color, and creed, sticking to the truth and that heartfelt message. It doesn't matter what they throw at you. You win in the end. You win in the end. As that headline said last week, Alex Jones has lost everything and won. Yeah, he's won. He has won. And it's not about loving mainstream. It's not about wanting to get approval from the mainstream. It's about not folding to the mainstream, not complying with the mainstream demands, but instead, like a little tugboat pulling a cruise ship, forcing the mainstream into your world. And that's what Alex Jones has accomplished. That's what we have accomplished. That's what you have accomplished by supporting InfoWars and writing this message on the face of history. Out to your phone calls now. Rodrigo in Houston has called in about the Talmud. Go ahead, Rodrigo. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. My name's Rodrigo. I'm a relatively new listener. I was a Democrat straight out of high school at 18, and I was voting Democrat for Hillary for Biden. But after all these years, I started to wake up. I was godless, I was atheist, and I was lost. I started looking for God in the different holy texts, the Jewish Torah. I started reading the Quran, the Bible, and the only one I found the truth in was in the Bible. And one holy text that I read that caught me off guard was the Talmud. What I researched in the Talmud is that it blasphemes against the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus Christ is the son of a whore. He practiced witchcraft, and he was found guilty of adultery and idolatry. Witchcraft and idolatry, and he is boiling in hell in feces, And I think every American should know about what the Jewish Talmud says about our Lord and Savior, and ask themselves, why is it that Israel is America's greatest ally when they think that our Lord is the enemy? In Revelation 3:9, it says, take note, I will make those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not, but are lying. Note this, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. And a while back, there was a Rabbi Shmuley. He said that the Romans killed Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 2:14, for you, brothers, became imitators of God's churches in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, since you have also suffered the same things from people of your own country, just as they did from the Jews. They killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. They displeased God and are hostile to everybody. Mm-hmm. And this proves in John 5:22-23, the Father, in fact, judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all people will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Jesus Christ is the Son of God mentioned in Proverbs 34, but they still rejected Jesus when he came and fulfilled all the prophecies. They rejected him, and they are still rejected by him.
Well, tell you what, I want to get to one more call, because I know Corey in Montana has been holding a while, and I don't want to finish the show out without going to her. But I appreciate your call, Rodrigo, and I mean, there's a lot to talk about there, but I'm glad you've been able to, find God and, you know, make your way out of the Democrat abyss, and we love to see it. Feel free to call in later, but I do want to go to Corey in Montana, talk about the theory of World War III. Go ahead, Corey, we have about a minute left.
So, good morning, Harrison. I love InfoWars, just wanted to let you know that. But basically what I'm calling about is, it's a kind of a dark conspiracy theory about illegal immigration in World War III. So I realize Ballard and Piven is, you know, part of a plan. But also, what if the people that are in these third world countries that want some semblance of freedom, they're working hard to get here. Forget about the criminals and the military age guys. People that actually want some semblance of freedom are coming here in droves. And they're, you know, they're herding them in like sheep. They get them all into the U.S. and to all these European countries. And then they have World War III. And all these countries get attacked by, say, Russia, China, when we get them involved. Now you're killing off people just like the New World Order wants. Quickly, easily, and you're getting the ones that want to fight for freedom or at least work for it. In the meantime, everybody left in these countries, they're not fighting for freedom in the sense that they're not willing to work to, say, walk across, you know, nations to get to it. So all you're left with are I want to say lazy people, but the people that don't care.
Right.
And that's my theory.
Yeah, look, all these things contribute to the same overall process, which is what, you know, InfoWars is all about. Over the weekend, Ian Carroll responded where I posted the video about Göbekli Tepe, and he was like, man, you really cover a wide swath of topics. And it's like, well, it's actually just one topic. It's globalism. It's the New World Order. It's the attack on humanity. But it has all these various manifestations. So whether we're talking about war or migration or crime, it's all part of the same continuum. And once you realize that, then you can learn how to defeat it. Stay with us, folks. Alex Jones in 90 seconds.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.